Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's what we've been doing the past couple of weeks, and that's a, you know, coaches, it's a philosophical thing. So I didn't, I guess I didn't think a lot about it. It was nice to get that first drive for a touchdown. When a team does defer, you certainly want to take advantage of that. You know, if you go three and out, that is winning for them. So it's a good first drive. Hit Dreesen on the touchdown, a good mix, and you know, had some good drives after that. Obviously, in the red zone, we like to score more touchdowns. That's something we have to continue to work on. And we will work on it. I think we will get it fixed. But good job moving the ball all night for the most part.
You had one hiccup there. It looked like you had Willis open down on the right sideline in the end zone. Ball, talk about that pass or ball. Just under it a little bit.
I mean, you sound like you already have it written, like what you want to write. I mean, what do you? I don't. I really don't agree with it, you know. So, but yeah, sure. I mean, it's an interception, bad. Love to have that one. Love to have that one back, and you know, like to get points there.
It's a short week, and you're playing, and you just talked about scoring first, but you had to kind of
Well, yeah, I mean, that's always good to see. I mean, these Thursday night games are tough, especially late in the year. And I know I'm tired. I'm sure some of our older players, you know, guys Stokely, Brooking, these games were easier when you were 25, 26 playing on these Thursday night games. And so it's nice to get the win on a Thursday night and have the 3 days and get the rest. So, but if you can come in on the road and get off to a good start, like I said, these division games, I'm new to the division. It's great rivalries in this tradition. There's a lot of pride. The records are out the window. We'll come in here and get a win. We'll take it however it looks, and we feel good about the victory.
This team is seems like it's pretty complete. But sometimes the stars have to step up, and you have Champ Bailey with the big pick, Von Miller with the big strip sack, Demaryius Thomas getting off the trainer's table. Just talk about how some of your best players stepped up.
Well, I thought a lot of guys play well. Certainly, you know, you mentioned the defensive guys, but Demaryius made some big plays. I thought Decker played great. I know I thought we had a good mix of routes to him. We put him in the slot some, you know, when Demaryius is down or Stokely's, you know, not playing as many plays. Decker is our versatile guy. He plays inside. He plays outside on either one. And I think he had, I don't know, 8 catches or something today, and I thought that was really key for him. I thought he provided some matchup problems for them. So, yeah, when some of your players are injured, you know, and everybody has to step up. And, you know, it's a team effort. There's no question about it. Right. Well, yeah, certainly. I think the guys are tired. I mean, I think you use these next 3 days to get your mental rest, your physical rest, and to get, you know, kind of recharged. We've been on a pretty good run here and got some guys beat up. And like I said, I think mentally drained as well. I mean, these are tough games to prepare for in just a short period of time. It's a physical game we're coming off of against Tampa. So I think we'll use it well. And like you said, got a tough test going down to Baltimore next week. Yeah, I was proud of that. I mean, I thought Noshon ran it tough, and I was really proud of that last drive. I thought that was really something special. I know it probably, I mean, it's probably more of a line coach's dream. It's probably not exciting for anybody doing fantasy, but anytime you can run the ball and make them use their timeouts and continue to run the clock and end the game with a kneel down, that was something we can build on. That's something we've, you know, haven't been as good at the past couple of weeks, including last week. So to do that tonight, I think we can build off of that.
Is the number 2 seed, now that's what's in front of you right now?
Well, I mean, I think it's still getting better each week. If you get better each week, you know, you kind of hope certain things will follow. And we need to use this week to get better. We're playing a good Baltimore team that playing at their place. I've, you know, haven't played there as a Bronco, but I've played there, you know, a ton before. I know how tough it is to play, and Baltimore's been good since I've been in the NFL. So, you know, I think it would be a good test for us. And like I said, we talk about getting better. All the other stuff, that's not really what we talk about. We get better each week, and we'll see what happens from there.
A few more for Peyton, guys.
What areas do you think you got better in this week?
Well, the running game, I mean, was solid. I don't know what how many no-Sean had, buck 40 or something like that. But, you know, coming off last week where it wasn't quite as efficient. I know Coach Fox challenged the offensive line. We challenged the running game, and we talked about we're going to need that down the stretch. And so that was really good. And, you know, thought Decker played great. We spread the ball around, and good to get Dreesen a touchdown. And so there's some good things, always some things we can improve on as well.
It seemed like they wanted to cut. Their game plan as such was to come after you. All that they made it look like that was.
I thought it was kind of a mix. You know, I think they got us on a couple blitzes there at the end of the half, but they had a mix of zone, and you know, you never know what you're going to get in this short week game plan wise. So, you know, it'd be a good film to learn from.
Do